This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration prepares professionals to address today's most pressing challenges and offers flexible options with part-time and evening classes to support busy adults balancing complex schedules. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work. WBEZ's nonprofit spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Stricter rules for truck emissions could save 500 lives in Illinois per year. And that's according to a study from Northwestern. And they could help with asthma, too. Researchers say higher standards would mean 600 fewer cases a year for kids. That's because, as we know, truck pollution, it's not good. It can lead to respiratory illnesses. And another not-so-fun fact, it can also make a person's heart or lung disease worse. For more, we spoke with one of the authors of the study, Brian Urbaszewski, Director of Environmental Health Programs at the Respiratory Health Association. He began by sharing his main takeaways from that study. Here's Brian.
The main takeaway is kind of what you already said, that, you know, getting more zero emission trucks, more electric trucks on the road is better for health and would prevent people from dying and prevent people from getting sick.
Make that make sense to us here in the Chicago area. Where would we see the impacts most?
Well, when you look at the study and what they found, it calculates pretty accurately, or more accurately than we were able to do in the past, because I've been on the show talking about a previous study.
Correct.
This is in better focus now. There's a little bit more tight information. And they found that right now, just in the Chicago area alone, this isn't even the state, you're looking at about a little bit over 1,300 deaths and about almost 1,600 new cases of asthma from trucks that are on the road right now in the Chicago area.
What are the problem neighborhoods where we see this and it's felt the most here?
Well, one of the new things that was found in the study was looking at things like idling. And in the past, they simply assumed truck idling was occurring sort of on average across the entire region, everywhere at the same level.
Yeah.
And in reality, that's not really the case. I mean, you have a lot of idling near warehousing, near industrial facilities, near major rail to truck freight interchanges, major highways. Mm-hmm. And so when you're able to get that information of where the trucks are actually idling, it changes the picture a little bit. And the focus was, unfortunately, a lot of Black communities are seeing the brunt of this additional burden.
Yeah. And in Hispanic communities as well, like Little Village, for instance.
Right. Hispanic communities to a lesser extent, but similar elevated levels. And, you know, in the past, we've looked at, there's been studies that have shown that some intersections in Chicago are seeing 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 diesel trucks a day.
Wow. So disproportionately then, you know, if this clean trucks rule was to be implemented and it was to be implemented here, the areas that would see the greatest reductions in death would overwhelmingly be Black neighborhoods.
Correct. I mean, if you look at the population, about 17% of the population is Black in the Chicago metro region, but you'd see about 48% of the deaths reduced would be Black deaths.
Help us understand California's advanced clean trucks rule. What does it say exactly?
Essentially, in shorthand, it's a transition ramp up to getting electric trucks on the road. It does not get to 100% electric trucks. It gets to about 50% of trucks being zero emission by 2050. Mm-hmm. There's various categories, so it kind of averages out to 50. And that's not 50% of trucks on the road. That is 50% of new sales of trucks being electric or zero emission. They could run on hydrogen too, by 2050. So it's making sure that we're ramping up and getting a larger percentage of zero emission trucks into the fleet over time. Mm-hmm. But it kind of, like I said, it kind of caps out at about 50% in 2050. Yeah.
So the focus is on the new trucks, but would there be adjustments made to existing trucks?
Nope.
So literally a ramp up, as you said.
It only affects new sales of new trucks.
Yeah. So what impact has this rule had in other states?
Well, right now it was sort of pioneered by California. They did a lot of the work to get this up and running. They've adopted it. About 10 other states have adopted it, but it only went into effect a few years ago.
Okay.
And so the initial years, the ramp up is pretty small. So it hasn't had a great impact yet. It's just because it goes into effect between now and 2035, when it hits the highest levels, that's when you're going to start to see major impacts, 2035 and afterwards.
So tell us more about how you arrived at some of these numbers, because, of course, we've talked about the fact that switching to this sort of stricter rule here would prevent 500 deaths a year in the greater Chicago region by that 2050 mark. How do you arrive at these kinds of numbers?
Well, that gets into some of the technical stuff that I did not do the crunch the numbers for. But, I mean, they used EPA models for this, which tell you where the traffic is, where it's going. Mm-hmm. There's meteorological models that tell you where the pollution is going to go. And, again, sort of new information that has come up to light in the last several years, where you can look at, like, where the idling is actually occurring, which is data they didn't have before. So you get a much sharper picture of where the emissions are actually happening.
Right.
And then you, based on medical studies, you know, if people breathe X amount, you're going to see X result.
Yes.
Or Y result. And so once you get a picture of where the pollution's going, then you're going to be able to pretty much easily see what the health impacts are in specific areas.
And you know, I feel like a lot of us have at least known that truck pollution obviously is a bad thing. It's harmful. We were having a discussion, though, amongst ourselves on our team about just the fact of whether we've become numb to the idea of the harms of diesel pollution, because we're around it all the time. I was on a road trip just this past weekend, and trucks, you know, to my left and to my right. But is the fact that we're breathing this thing in and it's like really bad for us, is that sort of gone over our heads at this point? Like, were we just not thinking about it in the day to day?
I think it's hard for people to absorb because it is omnipresent, like you see. It's
right.
Hard. You can't get away
from
it.
They're everywhere.
Unless you're in a wilderness area where there are no trucks.
Exactly.
And so in an urban area, you're constantly exposed to this. But it is having this long-term chronic impact and deadly impact and causing all these health problems. And Chicago is, you know, We have already missed meeting our smog health limit, according to the federal EPA.
Yeah.
So we're failing to make the adequate progress we need to clean up our air. And probably in about a month, we're going to see that the Illinois EPA is going to tell the U.S. EPA that we don't meet the fine particle standard or the soot standard either in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have a serious problem here.
Absolutely. So this measure here, it's before the Illinois Pollution Control Board. So they're considering whether to adopt three California rules, right?
Right.
So what are the steps needed from this point on for this to get approved?
Well, we're near the end of the process. There was a big hearing in early December where a lot of people testified. A lot of people gave public comment. A lot of information was given to the board. The second hearing just happened a little over 2 weeks ago, the 10th and the 11th. And now, essentially, the material is sitting with the board, and they have to make a decision. Public comment is still open until, I think, April 28th, so people can still make a public comment in support or express concern about this issue.
In your view, is it looking good?
You know, we think we made a really adequate case that the health benefits are there. And that's what the board should be considering, is what the health benefits are. There are a lot of other concerns, you know, whether this is going to be difficult or whether it's going to cause dislocations or discomfort for some people.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, we're looking at the health benefits here, and we're talking about 500 lives a year.
Yeah. What would this mean for vehicle manufacturers, too?
Well, over the past several years, there's been a huge transition in vehicle manufacturing, where, like, literally tens of billions of dollars have been invested in electric vehicle factories and battery factories. Even here in Illinois, we've got a battery factory around Manteno, Illinois. Mm-hmm. We have the Rivian factory and just outside of Bloomington Normal. The Rivian factory has made over 15,000 trucks.
Yeah.
I mean, the weird-looking electric Amazon trucks that you see around
the
streets.
Saw a couple of those on that road trip I mentioned.
Kind of quietly gliding along. They're made in Illinois. So
seeing a lot of Rivians, too.
this is already a reality in a lot of cases.
Mm-hmm. Would this stay at the state level, Brian, or does it require the federal government to step in at any point?
No, this is purely at a state level.
Okay.
Actually, we have sort of a challenge in that the opposite is going on at the federal level, where there are minimal federal tailpipe standards for trucks. And just last week, the head of the US EPA said that they wanted to reanalyze those. And that's probably code for rolling them back and making them weaker and allowing more air pollution into the air. So the federal government is unfortunately driving in the wrong direction. Because California initiated these rules, other states can adopt them, and that's what those other 10 states have done.
Yeah.
Illinois should be the 11th.
Yeah, so you mentioned there the head of the EPA, Lee Zeldin, who it is a rollback. I don't think it's alluding to a rollback. He says he'll roll back dozens of environmental regulations, including rules on climate change, just 31 regulations that would protect air and water. What are your thoughts?
We don't have enough time to go into everything. I probably think about that. But, you know, there's a concern because these laws are on the books and they're supposed to be enforced and they're supposed to save lives, prevent illness. And to have the Environmental Protection Agency that's charged with enforcing these rules to be saying, we don't want to do that anymore. And we just want to, you know, allow corporations to pollute more and harm people is just really disturbing.
The local 150 of the International Union of Operating Engineers, leaders there are concerned that the emissions reduction proposal doesn't address how to replace money that's going to be lost when you get more drivers switching to EVs and you no longer have to pay the Illinois fuel tax.
Right. If you're not burning gas in your car or your truck, you're not paying the tax that helps pay for the roads. That's a big concern. That's a legitimate concern. And
those potholes are out there, Brian.
You got it. We need to rebuild things. We need to fix things. But that's happening right now. I mean, there's a lot of electric cars on the road. About 7% of cars in Illinois are electric right now. We're seeing more electric trucks getting on the road way before we even talk about these rules. So that is a concern that's going to happen. It's going to happen faster or slower, and it needs to be addressed by the Illinois legislature. And this is going on in every other state, whether they have these rules on the books or not.
Yeah, we'll have to keep watch at what happens here in Illinois. Brian Urbacheski is Director of Environmental Health Programs at the Respiratory Health Association. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Linnea Dominic. It was edited by Dan Tucker and mixed by Ari Mejia. Stay up to date and subscribe to the podcast to never miss an episode. Or find us at WBEZ.org/reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We'll meet again later today.
I love how WBEZ shows different sides of the story. I never feel like it's too polarized, and I think the reporters do an excellent job of trying to get the full story, trying to show different other sides. I'm often, when I'm listening to public radio, think in my mind, well, what about X? Or like, I have another question. Or like, have they thought about X? And most of the time, WBEZ thinks about all of it, which I really appreciate.